So picture this. It's early 2026, Australia. The cash rate is stuck at a stubborn 3.6%. House prices, they've defied gravity and jumped nearly 8%.
You would absolutely assume the mortgage industry is just drowning in paperwork.
Exactly, grinding to a halt. But the data shows the complete opposite. Mortgage settlements are happening 40% faster than just a few years ago.
It creates this fascinating paradox, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You have all this friction in the economy, yet you have incredible velocity in the processing.
And it's not because brokers suddenly stop sleeping.
No, it's because the whole model of the do-it-all broker, the person juggling sales and all the admin, that model functionally went extinct.
Okay, so that's what we're going to unpack today. We're looking at this industry report on the structural transformation of mortgage broking.
And it argues the industry didn't just get faster, it had to. Well, the word it uses is mutate to survive.
Mutate, I like that. Because it really came close to a nightmare scenario, didn't it? Something about the cost per loan.
Oh, yeah. We were getting dangerously close to an $8,000 cost to produce a single home loan.
$8,000 per loan. I mean, that just wipes out the margin on most deals.
Completely.
So what was driving that cost so high?
It was this pressure cooker of regulation. By 2026, doing things manually wasn't just slow, it was a huge economic liability.
Because of the regulators, you've got APRA and ASIC.
Exactly. APRA was enforcing these really strict caps. Only 20% of new loans could have a debt-to-income ratio over 6. At the same time, ASIC is scrutinizing every bit of advice under the best interest duty.
So a simple typo on a messy bank statement, that's not just a delay anymore.
No, it's a potential compliance breach, a
Yeah.
huge one. I mean, the human error rate for that kind of manual entry is somewhere between 10 and 15%.
And you just can't run a business with a 15% failure rate when a single failure could cost you your
You
license.
can't. And that risk is what really forced the tech pivot.
See, this is the part I find fascinating. The industry didn't just throw more people at the problem to fix the typos.
No, they changed the brain of the whole operation.
They moved from what the report calls legacy OCR to agentic AI. And for anyone who remembers OCR, it's basically just dumb template matching.
Was
Or
so
screw.
brittle. I mean, a bank changes the layout of a statement by a few millimeters and the whole system just breaks.
Yeah.
Agentic AI is a different beast entirely. It uses what's called contextual reasoning.
Contextual reasoning. So it's actually thinking about what it's reading.
Precisely. It's not just copying text.
Yeah.
It understands the difference between, say, net income on a payslip and taxable income on a tax assessment notice.
Wow.
It can even do things like verify an employer by autonomously cross-referencing the information with a source like LinkedIn.
That's a massive leap. The report says accuracy jumped from around 60% with the old tech to over 95%.
And that's the key. That accuracy is what unlocks the next piece of the puzzle,
Yeah.
the turbocharged workflow.
Right. And this is all about eliminating what the report calls dead time in lending.
It's the perfect term for it.
Because in the old days, you'd upload a client's file at 5 p.m. and it would just sit there until the broker had their coffee the next morning.
Right. Now, with this whole integrated system, a file uploaded at 5 p.m. is indexed by the AI in about 30 minutes. Then an offshore partner verifies it overnight.
And by 9 a.m. the next morning, it's submitted. The dead time is just gone.
It's gone. But we should probably clarify what these offshore teams are doing now because it's changed.
Yes, that's a key point in the report. They aren't just data entry clerks anymore. They're called intelligence layers.
A crucial distinction. Because the AI handles all the data entry grunt work, the human team moves up the value chain.
So what are they actually doing?
They're handling the really technical queries with the lender's BDMs. They're researching niche policies, finding which lender accepts 100% of overtime income, that kind of thing.
They're doing the detective work.
They are. And they're documenting the compliance reasoning trails that ASIC demands. It turns the role from a back office task into a strategic support function.
Okay, I know what you're probably thinking. My financial data is going offshore. The report tackles the security question head on.
Yeah, and the model is really important. It operates on a zero trust model using something called virtual desktop infrastructure, or VDI.
So, if I'm getting this right, the offshore team is basically looking at a screen that streams the data, almost like Netflix for documents.
That's a great way to put it. No file is ever actually downloaded to their computer. The data itself never leaves the Australian servers. It's a completely sealed environment.
Right, so let's tie it all together. What does this blended workforce mean for the local broker on the ground?
It means the rise of what the report calls fractional leadership. You have local brokers who can finally stop spending 60% of their time on admin.
So they can focus purely on client advice.
Purely on advice. The AI and the offshore intelligence layer,
yeah,
they handle the execution.
And it sounds like the broker is finally free to, well, to actually be a broker. But that leads to a pretty provocative thought to leave everyone with. If the agentic AI is handling all the logic and the process is handled by the offshore team, the broker's value proposition shifts entirely. It becomes about emotional guidance.
It raises a very big question, doesn't it?
It really does. If the machine handles the math and the process is automated, does the human broker eventually just become a therapist for financial stress? Something to mull over. Thanks for diving in with us.